Hey everybody, welcome back to the Pub Trivia Experience, and this is a special all books bonus episode of the Pub Trivia Experience, and we are doing this after another recording, so I am three sheets to the wind. My wife is tired.
Wait, it's three sheets to the wind? I thought it was three shits to the wind. Is that not what the saying goes?
This is Pub Trivia Experience After Dark, where even Leah swears.
I always thought I was three shits to the wind. I was just like, well, when you're shitting into the wind, you're probably like really messed up. So,
I love you. You're pretty.
Okay.
And for the Pub Trivia Experience,
and all the way out on the West Coast, or as we call it,
the West Coast, according to my map. Is my map not accurate enough? Do we have Alabama on the East West Coast?
Oh, wow. Alabama's one of the four corner states, remember? It's Alabama, right. Colorado. Okay. All the way out in Huntsville, Alabama, we are joined by Mike and Nikki. How y'all doing?
Hey, we're good.
We're good.
So we're going to go ahead and just get rid of the pleasantries here. We've already been talking for a couple of hours. We are a bottle of wine in, a few beers in, some bourbon in, and some bourbon cream in between the four of us.
A bottle of red, a bottle of white.
And if you can't tell, we're having a good time. And what we have here today.
That's right.
We've got the game, the ultimate pub trivia game. And we have a group of questions that we have been ignoring as we play through this game. And that's because most of us aren't very good at this subject, except for, you know, maybe some of the people on this show. So,
which are not us.
Not me, not Leah. I am going to read the questions. There's no format. There's no games. We're just going to read trivia questions. If you know an answer, you want to take a guess, shout it out. And if you're right, you get fake points. How about that?
Okay.
Everything's factual, but the points don't matter.
This is the show where everything is factual, but the points still don't matter.
I think we're just yelling. I think it's all free for all. I think it's free for all.
Gotcha.
This is pure post-apocalypse, like every man for himself.
So what do we do if we know it? We just shout it out, or do we say our
shout,
name? Or
just
we
shout it
raise
out.
Our hand?
Shout it out loud.
I know
shout,
it.
Shout.
Let it all out. The Disturbed version of that song is phenomenal, by the way.
It is actually fantastic. I completely agree.
They do the best covers. I really do think they do the best covers.
They do, although anyway, that's a total segue.
Yeah, you didn't like I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. You didn't like that version.
I thought that was okay. I love their version of Land of Confusion. Everyone seems to love their version of Sound of Silence. I'm like, it's very pedestrian. It does nothing for me.
Oh, I loved it. I love their version of Sound of Silence.
You play it all the time.
Fine, but it adds nothing to the original, so why am I not going to go there? That's my opinion. I like a lot of their covers. I just felt like that one was a little bit like, I'd rather just hear Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, well, I don't know. When it picks up at the end of the song, you actually get a heavy metal twinge to it, but that's me. Okay, we're going to jump right in here. And this is a group of questions called We're Booked. All questions about books. I am not good at books. I don't like to read that much when it's not, you know, facts on my phone. So I'm going to host this game, and we're going to let Mike, Nikki, and Leah just take their swings.
And again, what do we do? We just shout it out, or we're gonna like tap?
So let's do this. Let's let
why don't we yell our names as like a buzz?
Yeah, oh that's another bad idea. So we're gonna take this, we're gonna take a page out of the Things I Got Wrong playbook.
Hi, Things I Got Wrong. Don't sue us.
The awesome folks over at Things I Got Wrong.
We love you guys.
We do love you guys. We're actually working. I've been talking with Ryan over there, and we're working on trying to get a live video cast up sometime this week. So it'll probably be up by the time this episode comes out with one, two, or maybe even all four of them. Just something to get out there while we're all in quarantine.
Yeah.
So more to come on that, but we're going to take that. So yeah, shout out your names. Whatever name I hear first is the person that'll get to give their answer first. And we'll go from there. So question number one, which playwright wrote the play The Crucible?
Mike? Arthur Miller.
Arthur Miller is correct. Question number two.
Hey, Arthur, not my name.
I would have also accepted Mr. Marilyn Monroe.
I actually thought about doing that, too.
Question number two, define the word ribald. R-I-B-A-L-D.
Bike?
Go ahead, Mike.
Risque or inappropriate? Risque?
I'll give you risque. The answer they have on here is indecent or vulgar. Or okay. Mike no, Mott. Question number three. What nationality was Anton Chekhov?
Oh, Nikki?
Nikki?
Russian?
He was Russian. Good job.
I was so stunned. I was like, his last name is Chekhov. Like, what else did he do? The nuclear vessels.
He was very famously of the New Zealand Chekhovs, okay?
Right, yeah.
He's actually an Aussie.
Right.
Okay. Question number four. A chimera is one part snake. What makes up the other two parts? And it's two other animals.
God.
A chimera is one part snake. What makes up the other two parts?
Oh, God. I think it's pronounced chimera.
Shut up.
But I still don't know the answer.
I'm trying to give Leah a hint here.
Okay, I'm going to say Leah.
Go ahead.
Dinosaur? No. A velociraptor and a T-Rex. Those here. Are going to be my two.
I'm going to turn my web camera on. I'm going to that way I can give everybody hints. I'm going to turn my webcam on. Hold on 1 second.
Because that was the clue that you just gave me. Was velociraptor and a T-Rex equals chimera.
Oh, God. Turn it off. Turn it off.
Okay, can you all see me?
Yes, okay.
So here's your first impression. It's rawr.
A bear?
Okay, you know what? I'm going to find another way to do this.
Yeah.
One of the top 10 grossing movies, probably top 5 grossing movies of last year, are centered around one of these animals.
Lion.
There you go, lion.
Lion King.
A lion is one of them.
I thought that was a velociraptor.
You didn't shout out your name, though, so you get no points.
Oh. And I meant a Dilophosaurus. That's what I thought it was when you did the thing with your head. I thought it was the thing coming out of the Dilophosaurus.
Not a Dilophosaurus. Okay.
Now I know what this is, but like, because I didn't know what it was for a second, but like, yeah, it's the lion, the snake, and...
And what?
The wardrobe?
A monkey?
The lion, the snake, and the wardrobe. No, your hint for number two, and you remember you have to shout out your name. This animal was once fed to a T-Rex.
A goat?
You didn't shout out your name.
Oh, sorry, Mike.
Yes, it is a goat. A goat.
He's going to eat the goat?
Awesome. Okay. Question number five. In Greek mythology, who was the goddess of love?
Leah.
Leah is the goddess of love in every mythology.
Aphrodite.
That is correct.
See, that's where that delay gets you, because I heard Nikki before I heard Leah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, and I heard Nikki.
Oh, no,
me
it's okay.
Nikki.
It's hard to know. That's fine.
All right. Question number six. Name the four gifts of the giving tree.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
What? We have the book.
We have the book.
I won't take time to go read the book. We'll let Leah guess until you get back.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it.
Oh, I don't remember. I mean, it was never one of her, like,
I will give you a hint.
How many are there?
I will give you one hint. One of the four gifts of the giving tree is part of a Waldorf salad.
An apple?
There you go. Nikki got 1 point.
Celery?
Oh, only one part. No.
He ultimately gives his entire, like, tree to build something like a house.
Well, it's basically keep taking off the stuff in the tree. Like, here,
so I'll what give do they take off of the tree?
Oh, okay, hold on. Nikki's gonna guess.
Yeah, Nikki,
okay.
Yeah.
So, an apple, because the first thing is like you can pick an apple. I give you my apple from the tree. And then it's like, I guess he gives him a branch.
Yep, branch is on there.
And because eventually the giving tree goes down to a stump. So, an apple, a branch, what else is part of a tree? Leaves and the wood.
And the rest and the whole tree.
The whole tree. Really? I mean, because it's like he just goes down to a stump.
I'm giving Nikki the points. The correct answers are the apple, the branches, the trunk, and the stump.
Okay.
The trunk.
Oh, that's right. The stump's the final gift because he gets to sit on it.
Because basically it's everything he gives him because he gets old.
Right.
Yeah.
But the stump is the Chris is right. That's where I was getting hung up. The stump is the final gift
because it was his boy. It was like the boy was like his favorite.
Right, the boy gets to pick the apples, and then the boy
and they play, and then eventually he just sits on the stump.
Yeah,
it's very sad, but
It's also a little bit of a metaphor for parenthood.
Yeah, that's why my mom used to cry every time we would read it.
Oh, yeah.
So she didn't like reading it to me.
All right. Question number 7. What fictional character said the following? Facts are the enemy of truth.
Ooh.
Ooh. Good
quote. Ooh. Ooh. Donald Trump's not a fictional character, right?
No, but I will say this. The fictional character shares kind of a first name with Donald Trump. The first three letters of a first name, if that's even more obvious for you.
Actually, doesn't help at all.
Leah, go ahead.
Don Draper.
It was not. Oh, it does sound like something Don Draper would say. It's not Don Draper.
Good guess. I really like that guess, Leah. Good job. I like that guess a lot.
I'm out.
Yeah.
The author of the novel this character appeared in was Miguel de Cervantes.
Locked in, Mike.
Mike?
Don Quixote.
It is Don Quixote. Nicely done.
I would not have gone that far back. That's a hell of a quote, especially for a 1500s novel.
All right. Question number 8. In what decade was the first Pippi Longstocking book published?
Pippi Longstocking is coming.
Good grief. Mike?
Mike?
I'm going to say 50s.
Incorrect.
All right, Nikki.
Nikki.
I'm going to say the 30s because the 50s and stuff was when like the movies and stuff came out.
Incorrect. Okay. Leah, do you have a guess?
1920s.
Incorrect. All right, open up to everyone. Someone else take a guess.
40s.
Say your damn name.
Leah, the 40s.
Yes, yeah. 1940s.
Yeah. Lovely.
Question number 9. How many books are in the Protestant Old Testament?
Oh, sweet merciful Jesus. Literally.
Wait, hang on.
Leah's running out of fingers and toes over here, guys.
I know. I'm sitting here trying to make a count here.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas.
Stop!
Fuck you!
Ah, oh, crap. I'm stuck at 32. No, 22.
Mike? 37?
Incorrect.
Ah. Sorry, I was getting Bible mixed up with Clerks.
In a row? Nikki or Leah, you want to venture a guess?
Hang on.
Don't forget Deuteronomy.
I already got that one.
I can't count
that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, Leah's got 32, so I don't know. Maybe she's right.
Mm-hmm. No, I was up to 22. I thought I was 32.
I was thinking like maybe it's 20. I don't know. I'm giving my wife hints here. I have no idea.
I don't know.
Would you like
Genesis,
a hint?
Exodus, with the, Leviticus, with Numbers, the, Deuteronomy, two remaining players, Joshua, like a Judges, hint. Ruth, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, and that's where I lose it. Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job,
Psalms, Proverbs, Psalm, Ecclesiastes, Proverbs. Song of Solomon. That's as far as I am. I can't go after that.
Yeah. Okay,
so real quick,
Isaiah, Ezekiel,
you're forgetting one there, Mike. After 1 Chronicles and 2 Chronicles, there's the Chronicles of Riddick. And I'm going to give Leah and Nikki a hint.
Chronicles of Narnia.
No. Leah and Nikki, here's your hint. The correct answer is higher than Mike's guess.
He said 37?
In a row.
Yeah.
Well, I'm only at 21 or 22.
Nikki's going to say 42.
Nikki is incorrect. Leah, you want to venture a guess?
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. I can't go anywhere past that.
Isaiah, Jeremiah.
It's those prophets.
Job is in there.
Damn prophets.
Bunch of minor prophets.
Ezekiel, is that one?
Yeah, Ezekiel's in there.
Okay, so it's higher than...
Jonah's in there because he gets swallowed by a whale.
37. Okay, so I'm just going to say 40.
Micah is the last one, I think.
I'm just going to say 40.
No points for anybody. I'm going to put you all out of your misery now. The correct answer, just so you all are aware...
Crap, I feel like I used to know them all in order.
It's 39.
I did too, and I...
All those little Bible songs that they teach, like, little six-year-olds.
Yeah.
It's I only retained half of it.
All right. New card, question number one.
What was the answer? I didn't hear it.
39.
39. That was close.
Yeah, you were really close.
New card, question number one. Who was the first British writer to win the Nobel Prize for Literature?
Ooh, Jesus. Jesus.
Nikki.
Nikki, go ahead.
Oscar Wilde.
Incorrect.
Good guess. Good guess. Good answer. Good answer.
I know it wasn't him. I was just figuring.
No, I like that. That was a good answer. That was a good answer. I like that. Win the Nobel Prize for Literature?
The Nobel Prize for Literature. And I've got a hint that'll only help Leah.
Leah. J.K. Rowling. Go for it.
It's not J.K. Rowling. No.
Give the hint. I want to see if it'll help me, too.
It's not going to help you. So Chris once planned a cheat in middle school when he was supposed to memorize one of this particular author's poems.
I'm supposed to remember the story that you probably told me at some point?
Yes. No. Chris had planned a cheat because he had to memorize the entire poem in its entirety, including punctuation, and decided to write the entire poem out beforehand, only to get into the test and find out it was a fill-in-the-blank. So writing the poem beforehand did me no good. Mike, go ahead.
I'm going to say Coleridge.
It is not Coleridge. If you're getting my hint, you might have a shot. If you're getting my hint, you might have a shot.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Well, say it, because I'm not getting the hint.
Mike.
Rudyard Kipling.
Rudyard Kipling.
Damn it. I should have known that, too.
Because don't they have to be alive to in order to win? You can't, like, win posthumously.
Posthumously?
Like, yeah, the Nobel Prize.
I don't believe so.
I feel like you have to be alive in order to win it.
Good question.
Because I was like, William Shakespeare. But it would have had to be
When did they start the Nobel Prize?
Probably late 1800s, early 1900s.
Yeah. It was not Billy Shakes, no. Okay.
You know why the Nobel Prize started, right?
No.
Because Alfred Nobel read like a draft obituary of himself, and all they talked about was how he had invented dynamite, and he didn't want to be remembered for only creating a deadly substance, so he founded the Nobel-like prizes.
Yeah, he said these are the five categories that I'm, want or whatever, and he put in as well.
I'm screwing up the details, but that's the gist of it.
All right, question number two. In what language did Franz Kafka write?
Ooh.
Nikki? German?
German is correct.
Oh, I wanted to say German. I was going between that and Austrian. Damn it. Nicely done.
Question number three. What town in Germany is famous for the legend of the Pied Piper?
Ooh.
I like town in Germany? Every time I read a question, Mike goes, ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Like what town?
Yeah. What town in Germany?
Oh. The Pied Piper.
Gonna need a guess, or I'll move on to the next question. Mike.
Nuremberg.
It is not Nuremberg.
That was a total guess.
Nikki. Munich.
It is not Munich. Leah, do you have a guess?
Hamburg.
Close, it's Hamelin.
Oh.
Hmm.
All right. Question number four. What is the so-called longest-running play in history?
Yeesh.
And I will give you a hint. It was written by a female author.
Oh.
A very well-known female author.
Oh.
Longest-running play in history?
What is the so-called longest-running play in history? I bet I can give you the author's name and you still don't get the answer right.
Yep, nope.
Go for it.
Agatha Christie.
Oh, Ten Little Indians?
Not Ten Little Indians.
Mm. Murder on the Orient Express?
Not Murder on the Orient Express.
The Nile one. Murder on the Nile.
Death on the Nile.
Death on the
not
Nile.
Death on the Nile.
Oh, and then there were none, maybe.
Okay. The correct answer is The Mousetrap.
Oh, shoot. I actually have heard of that. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Question number five. Remember, your category is in books. Who wrote Gone with the Wind?
Mike.
Mike?
Margaret Mitchell.
That's correct.
It would be a woman. Ugh.
Question number five. And I'm going to go ahead and just say Mike is not allowed to answer this question until Nikki and Leah have a chance to guess. Mike, do I have your word?
Yes.
Name the first four books of A Song of Ice and Fire.
Nah, fair.
Nikki will know this. I don't know. I won't know it.
Leah will not
Game,
know
it. I mean, I know it's Game of Thrones, but...
Okay, you got one of the four. Mike, you want to tell me the other three?
Leah, are you out too?
Yeah, I definitely do not know this.
A Game of Thrones, A Clash of Kings, A Storm of Swords, and A Feast for Crows.
That is correct.
Wow.
Question number seven. What author wrote, I'm right and you're wrong. I'm big and you're small, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Leah? Dr. Seuss.
Incorrect.
Okay.
I was literally debating whether I should go ahead and guess that, Leah. That's really funny.
Yeah.
Like, you had the same thought I did. I was like, that sounds like Dr. Seuss.
I was like, I'm big, you're small. And I was like, Dr. Seuss, done.
I have no idea.
I'm right and you're wrong. I'm big and you're small. What was it?
I'm right, you're wrong. I'm big and you're small, and there's nothing you can do about it. And if you want a hint, I can give you a hint.
I'll take the hint. I have a guess, but I'll take the hint.
You want to lock in your guess before you take the hint? You know, we're playing for real points here, so.
Yeah, that's true. All right. I was going to guess Jonathan Swift.
Incorrect. Here is your hint. This line is stated almost verbatim in the movie version of this book by Danny DeVito.
Roald Dahl.
There you go, Roald Dahl from Matilda.
Never even heard
Matilda.
Of
Matilda. Good. I love that book, even, and I wouldn't have gotten there. Sitting on our bookshelf.
Question number eight. In what decade was the Yacoubian Building written?
I have no idea what that is.
Leah.
1910s. Wrong.
Can you spell Yacoubian, please?
Yacoubian.
Just say
19.
He said wrong.
He's going to
be like
18. Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know.
Mike. 1880s.
Incorrect. You went the wrong direction. It was written in the 2000s.
Okay.
I have never heard of those
books.
No idea.
I've never heard of it. I have no idea.
And it was such a fantastic book that a bunch of people who were alive in the 2000s never bothered to read it.
One of them, and two of them, I believe, are actually avid readers.
Not me.
No, I was
an avid binge watcher. Did they make it a movie?
I'm not as avid as I'd like to be, honestly.
I haven't been reading it like at all.
Is it on the Hulus?
It is not on the Hulus and Netflixes or the Primes. Although it may be on the Quibi.
That is.
You haven't seen all the advertisements for Quibi? TV shows in 10 minutes or less.
Oh, yeah. That's super stupid.
God, that sounds terrible.
Okay, question number nine. How many surahs are there in the Quran?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, if you can get within 20, I'm going to give you credit.
It's like 60-something. 60.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Leah. 179.
Incorrect.
Yeah, Nikki's going to say 200.
Incorrect.
No, I don't think it's that many.
We'll go one more round.
40.
Nikki, incorrect. Nikki is out.
Leah. 900.
Incorrect. Leah is out.
I'm just going to say 90.
I said I'd give you within 20, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, you're within 20. It was 114.
Okay, yeah. No, I'm not within 20. I almost said 100, but I didn't. I said 90, and that's
what I can't do. Just don't.
You can't math today?
I am like six drinks in, okay?
I knew there was a lot. I didn't know it was that many. That's crazy. Okay.
Now, when you say that's crazy, you knew it was a lot. You didn't know there was that many. Were you referring to the amount of drinks I've had or the amount of books or the amount of sorbets?
Yes.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Okay. They're on to our last card here. Who was the youngest of the Bronte sisters?
Nikki. Charlotte.
That is not what I have here.
Leah. Emily.
Incorrect.
I was really hoping it was neither of those two. Mike, Anne.
That is correct.
I was going to say, I don't know any other ones.
This is terrible. I was going to list them, yeah. This is terrible, but I was like, I think it's Anne, but I'm going to wait for the others to name the other two.
What?
Because no one remembers Anne.
What book is this from?
I don't know, Anne.
Charlotte wrote Jane Eyre.
And one did Wuthering Heights.
And no one remembers what Anne wrote.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that makes sense. I've heard of them then. Okay. Question number two. Who was the author of Thus Spoke Zarathustra?
Oh, shit. Mike?
Yeah?
Nietzsche?
It's Nietzsche. Nicely done.
Oh, gosh. That was driving me nuts. Okay.
Question number three. In Harry Potter...
No, Jesus.
What was Cho Chang's Patronus?
Mike? The other two can answer.
Okay.
Leah? The swan?
It's a swan!
Oh, yeah!
Nicely done, Leah.
I would not have pulled that up.
Boom. I studied all the Patronuses before Harry Potter trivia like 2 years ago, and I knew like everyone's Patronus, but because I thought it would come up, and of course, no Patronus question came up at trivia. But
that's awesome.
I somehow remembered that one.
Nicely done.
Yes.
Well done.
Number four, where is Karl Marx buried?
How specific do we need to be?
It's a well-known city.
Ooh. Leah.
Okay, so Earth is not going to be an acceptable
answer. Los Angeles, under the Hollywood Walk of Fame, where he had a handprint.
That's Groucho. That's Groucho Marx.
Right next to Joanne Woodward.
Next to that one chick.
Next to Joanne Woodward. I love it.
Oh, sweet Christmas.
Yep.
I don't
God.
Know where he's from. I mean,
from Mike.
Go ahead, Mike.
Berlin.
Incorrect. Nikki, do you have a guess?
I don't have any idea where he's from.
I thought he was German. I could be wrong.
I don't know. Harris.
You're closer. He's actually buried in London.
Oh.
Question number five.
Hey, why does Friedrich Engels never get any credit for the Communist Manifesto? Why is it always Marx? Sorry. Anyway.
I don't know any of those words. So.
Maybe that's why I thought he was German. Because he might be German. He just might be buried in London. But anyway.
Question number five. Who wrote the plays Three Sisters and The Cherry Orchard?
Oh, shoot, I know this.
Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Ebsen?
Even my daughter is laughing at that wrong answer.
It's okay, baby. Okay. She's snoring.
I know, she's dreaming over there. No, that is incorrect.
Like, that's one of those random playwrights that often comes up, so.
I know this. The play, I cannot think of the author. I'm sorry, I have no idea.
I will give you a hint.
Okay.
He shares a first name with a young actor who died tragically not too long ago from the Star
Trek. Anton Chekhov,
nicely done.
That's who I was actually going to say, but I wasn't sure if that was it.
Nicely done.
Question number six. Name the four main rabbits in Beatrix Potter's Peter Rabbit.
Oh, Leah.
Leah.
Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail, and Peter.
That is correct.
Boom. Nicely I played done, Mopsy Leah. In the play in first grade.
You were Mopsy?
Yeah. No, Flop. No. I was either Flopsy or Mopsy because I really wanted to be Cottontail and I did not get Cottontail. So I was one of the other ones. I just don't remember which one it is.
You can tell Leah's really excited because she's got like, her face like right up on her microphone.
Sorry.
Love you, babe. All right.
I think I was I think I was Mopsy, and I wanted to be Flopsy. I don't remember. I just remember being very discontent with what character I was in the play.
I'm totally Flopsy.
Yeah.
All right. Question number 7. Who said, "Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a harder battle"?
I think this has been misattributed to so many people that I'm not sure it even counts anymore.
I mean, I've heard the quote, but I can't.
Yeah, I have too. No, Mike. Idea.
Go ahead, Mike.
Bertrand Russell.
Incorrect, according to this card at least.
That's okay. I think he was the one. He said something different that also comes up often and is misattributed.
Yeah, I won't get there.
I'll give you all a hint. His name is similar to a name shared by a very popular children's play item. Let's see if you can mold yourselves to a correct answer.
Very popular children's play item?
Leah?
Trudeau.
Because it rhymes with Play-Doh.
It is not Trudeau.
Yeah.
Is the toy item Play-Doh?
I can either confirm.
It could be Play-Doh, like the Greek.
Oh, like Play-Doh?
Play-Doh, yeah.
Is it Plato?
It's Plato. Oh. Nicely done. All right.
It doesn't even sound like something Plato would say.
Anyway.
Again, you said it before.
No, I know. I think that's one of those quotes that just comes up very frequently, but nobody really knows who actually originally said it.
Question number 8. In what decade was the London Review of Books founded?
Mike. 1870s.
Incorrect. I will say this. It is in the 20th century.
All right, Nikki.
1920s? Incorrect.
That's what I would have guessed if I'd known it was 20th century.
1940s.
Incorrect. Mike, you're available if you wanted to guess again.
1910s?
Incorrect. We'll let Nikki and Leah guess once more.
1950s?
Nope. 1900s? No, it was the 1970s, specifically 1979.
Wow, we're way early.
Question number 9, and the final question of our books bonus episode.
This is for all the marbles.
In which Mike revealed that he is not nearly as knowledgeable about books as he thought he was.
Half of them weren't really book
questions. Although there were a lot of questions about plays. And a lot of questions about critics, apparently. But
yes, everyone is a critic, though.
Yes, that's true.
How many books are there in the Chronicles of Narnia series?
Mike?
7. As Monica Bing once said.
Seven.
All right, nicely done, Mike.
That makes sense, because he's religious, yeah. Right? And that's a religious number.
Right, exactly.
Nicely done. Everyone, that has been a bonus episode based on books.
Good job, everyone.
Brought to you by the Pub Trivia Experience. For the Pub Trivia Experience, I have been Chris.
I've been Leah.
Nikki.
And Mike.
Everyone, be safe out there, damn it. Be smart. Social distancing and all that crap. Grab some bourbon, grab some beer, and just relax. Have a good one.